Today was horrible. It was so bad. Oh, my bed. I missed you.
It was awful. You were right. You were right. Oh, I should have booked it off. I should never have gone to work. I thought it was going to be fine. I thought it would be. You're laughing at me. Why are you laughing at me? That's so mean. That's so mean. That. I don't blame you. Fuck. It was. Ugh. It was a fucking nightmare. No one wanted to be there. It was just abject misery. And you were home, enjoying yourself, relaxing. Did you miss me at all? Wow. It was nice having a house to yourself. That's lovely. That's absolutely lovely. No, you can't take it back. You can't take it back. You're such a fucker sometimes. I can't believe I missed out on a day with you. Could have spent it in bed. Oh, it would have been so nice. Instead, okay, you cannot laugh. You cannot laugh. I kind of forgot how to do my job. And I wish I was joking, but I'm not. I just. First of all, I forgot the door code, and then I was sitting in front of my computer. Yes, I completely glossed over the fact that I had to knock on the door and security had to come and let me in. And I didn't have my ID, so they had to verify my identity. Oh, that was bad. Oh, because the normal security guard booked a day off because they're not a fucking idiot like me. So, already embarrassed, I'm at my desk staring at my computer and it's asking me for my username and fucked if I can remember. I mean, it was awful. So I had to call IT and then they said it's your email. I'm like, thank you. And then I hung up and then I put in my username and then it asked for my password and yep, I didn't know that either. Yes, I know. I know. So I had to call IT again. And of course, it was the same fucking person. And, when you're on the phone to someone and you can tell that they think that you're a fucking idiot? It was like that, but worse. It was mortifying. God, I was blushing. It was awful. I finally get in and I'm looking at these reports and I am. It was like they were in another language. I don't know. I mean, I'm normally the one who is the voice of reason, the one who knows what's going on, and I was literally, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It was just awful and people started to ask me questions because we had some people doing shifts. They were from other departments, and they knew what they were meant to do, but they didn't know where all the stuff was, like, particular files that had been signed out. And it was just awful mess, just an awful mess. I had to bribe them to stay quiet. I had to buy them lunch. I let them borrow my good pens. Gave them access to my tea chest. Well, not the secret tea chest, just the what? Yeah, I of course I have a secret tea chest. What, do you think I'm gonna let them have access to my to the good stuff? Are you fucking mental? No. That's not strange. That is perfectly reasonable and logical. That's what everyone does. That's what everyone does. Everyone has like a secret stash of tea. That's what. Well, of course, I don't have one in the house. No, I mean, of course, I share all my tea with you. I mean, I love you. You are the love of my life. Of course, you have access to all my tea. I do not look dodgy. I do. Well, when I say all my tea, maybe not all of it. There might There might just be a little that you don't have access to. Just, you know, a little, you know, maybe, you know, it's not a lot. It's not like there's a chest of tea. Well, it's not a chest exactly. It's more box. It's a little, I guess it's a chest. Yeah, we have a tea room. No, it's a tea room. It's well, this kind of a secret room in the house. I mean, it's an old house, and I found it one day, and I just, you know, sort of said, I can keep my tea here, and you know, it just never came up. Well, it never came up in conversation. Well, you know, you never asked me, do you have a secret tea room? So technically, I didn't lie about it. I'm sorry? I'm really, really, really sorry that I didn't... Of course I know what I'm apologizing about. I'm apologizing because I didn't tell you about the tea room. And... no, because I didn't share my tea with you. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. No, come on. Really? Oh, come on now. Are you really gonna... Wow. Rolling over, turning your back on me, and just leaving me unloved and freezing cold. What? No, didn't say anything. What? I'm not doing anything. Look, I thought you were giving me a silent treatment. I forgot something, so I'm just gonna get up. Come on. There you go. What? He can't jump on a bed. He's only got little legs. Well, you're not keeping me warm. That's what Portly's for. Oh my god. Why are you making such a fuss about the tea room? Portly doesn't make a fuss. No. Of course Portly's never been in the tea room. Portly doesn't. He can get in. He's got like a remote sensor on his collar, so he knows which book to press. And it lets him in because it's the security. I'm sorry? Fuck. See, should have never gone to work. Come here, Portly. Oh no! Oh, come on! You're taking Portly? Wow. How about a cup of tea? No? Fine. Okay. Sorry I asked. I love you. Not. No. Should have never gone to work.